Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for joining today's conference call with Commissioner Roberta Reardon. I will now turn it over to Commissioner Reardon. You may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for another update on New York's unemployment insurance system. As you know, more than 33.5 million Americans have applied for unemployment benefits since this crisis began. And in New York, we have processed applications for 1.8 million individuals. Just for context, in New York, we have processed 1 million more applications during this crisis than in all of 2019. And nationwide, we have hit multiple records for the number of new claims filed in a week. The old record was 695,000 new claims nationwide in a single week in October 1982. But during this crisis, we have seen weeks with 4.4 million, 5.2 million, 6.6 million, and 6.8 million new claims. This is a massive crush on our system and every unemployment insurance system across the country. But I know there are more New Yorkers who need our support, and we will continue to work every day to get them their benefits. Today, I want to give a brief update on three different aspects of our system: the total benefits we've paid during the crisis, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, and how we are addressing forfeiture days. So far during this crisis, New York has moved more aggressively and faster than other states to deliver benefits to our unemployed workers. And in total, since the beginning of March, we have paid $7.4 billion in unemployment benefits to New Yorkers. This is the result of a massive effort by thousands of Department of Labor staffers, along with workers from other state agencies. And I want to once again thank everyone who is working so hard to get this money into New Yorkers' hands. For context, Florida, which has roughly the same population as New York, has paid out just $1.7 billion during this time. Illinois, which has two-thirds of our population, has paid $2 billion from January through the end of April. And California, which has double our population, has paid out $8.9 billion. So when you control for population, it's clear we are well ahead of these other major states. But that's just to give you the national context, because, of course, to someone waiting for their first payment, these numbers provide cold comfort. And that's what drives our work every day to get more New Yorkers their benefits faster. Many of the New Yorkers who've been facing delays are those who qualify for Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA. To give some history, this program was only created on March 27th. When the CARES Act was signed into law, and the guidance from the federal government was only released on April 5th. And that guidance was cumbersome, requiring someone to first apply for traditional unemployment insurance, knowing they would be denied, then get denied, and then apply for PUA. After a few weeks, the guidance was changed to be more streamlined, and on April 20th, we launched a seamless application that lets New Yorkers apply for either traditional unemployment insurance or PUA, depending on which program they qualify for. But still, many people were stuck in that federal two-step process. It was like a glue trap. And PUA claims generally can take longer to process because they are often more complex. We are now addressing those applications at top speed, however, and we have processed more than 330,000 PUA applications to date. And these individuals can start receiving their funds as soon as they submit their weekly certification. We're making sure all of the PUA applicants who've been processed and approved are receiving proactive emails and text messages so they know to submit those certifications. Last, I have good news for New Yorkers who had been assessed forfeiture days. These are penalties that someone receives if they willfully claim more unemployment benefits than they are entitled to, and they prevent that individual from receiving benefits for a number of days in the future. These individuals are already receiving the $600 weekly federal pandemic unemployment compensation payments, but recognizing that this is an emergency and that many unemployed New Yorkers have limited options to find employment, today, we are suspending forfeiture days for the extent of the pandemic emergency. That means individuals will begin receiving the full benefits they would otherwise be eligible for. The payments should begin arriving in the next 2 weeks and will include back pay through today's date. I'll close by reiterating how I opened up today's press conference with a national context. Over 33.5 million Americans have applied for unemployment insurance during this crisis. And I'm sure that when new data is released tomorrow, that heartbreaking number will only rise. This is an unprecedented crisis, and we are all in uncharted waters. But we have connected 1.7 million New Yorkers with $7.4 billion, and I will not rest until everyone receives their benefits. And now I'm happy to answer your questions.
As a reminder, to ask a question, you need to press star 1 on your telephone. Again, that would be star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Victor Acacia from Newsday. Your line is open.
Hi. Good afternoon, Commissioner. I was checking in. I know I've asked this before, but, you know, I understand the backlog is something that continues to move from day to day, but I guess two questions. One, would it be possible for the DOL to, pick a moment in time to give us a sense of the backlog, even understanding, of course, the fact that that includes duplicates and other things? Just because I think between what we see in social media comments and what we hear from our own readers, it's difficult to really gauge if these people are in the minority or in a sizable chunk. Additionally, aside from that, do we have any sense of the number of New Yorkers who, through circumstance, won't be qualified for either PUA or regular benefits?
So, interesting second question. Let me go backwards. I don't really know, and it's actually probably a statistic I could get an average out of our system in non-pandemic times. There are definitely people who will not qualify for either. And why would they not qualify? They might be working. There are people who are working remotely. So they would not qualify for either of these benefits. They may not have earned any wages in the last couple of years. Again, if they haven't earned any wages that we can see, there's no way that we could qualify them for either PUA or unemployment insurance. They might be out of the country and have access to return and not returning. So there are reasons why people don't. As to the backlog, again, it is. I said to somebody the other day, it's like trying to measure the ocean. It's constantly moving. Think of the claims coming in as a tide. So a tide of new claims come in and a tide of other claims get processed and paid. And it's just constantly refreshing itself. So we really don't track it that way. But that said, we have distributed over $7.4 billion in benefits. And if you look at the increase week over week, you can see each week we are paying significantly more people and significantly higher dollar amounts. We've paid over 1.7 million applicants at this point. So it is a growing number. And I do know that the rate of incoming is beginning to slow down a little bit, which is good. But we don't have that mark in time. Again, I want everyone to remember there are duplicates in the system. And I'm not blaming applicants for doing this. They file an application. They're not sure it went in correctly. They file another one. We say we put up a new streamlined application, and they think, oh, I need to put it in through there because that's the better way to do it. Some people, not understanding the system, applied for both unemployment insurance and PUA at the same time. We also have people who started an application and never completed it or left it because their employer called them back to work. They were deemed essential, or their employer got one of the PPP loans so that they had to bring their workers back in. And of course, there's always the problem of the clumsy, I call it the federal glue trap, of the original application for PUA, which really stranded people. So there's a lot of reasons why it's hard to count the backlog, as it were. That said, we have been working 7 days a week for 2 months. I have staffers who put in 12 hours a day. We've placed over 700,000 proactive phone calls. We've added servers. We've launched web applications. We've reinvented literally the way we communicate with New Yorkers, which is great. And because of this effort, or these efforts, you are seeing more and more New Yorkers getting their money. And that's the reason I'm here. That's the reason we're all here. So, you know, for the people who have not received their benefits yet, hang on, we're getting to you.
Your next question comes from the line of Robert Harding from The Citizen. Your line is open.
Hi, Commissioner. I had a question for you about pending people who have contacted us saying that they're in pending status, or, you know, this whole issue of being able to certify their benefits. We've heard from some people after your comments a week or so ago about the need to certify that. For some reason, they're unable to certify. So I wondered if you've discovered any sort of technical issue with that, and I guess how are you communicating to those people who might be having those issues, not being able to access that certification tool?
So on the pending claim, you know that you know, in our system, you're binary. You're either pending or processed. That's just the way the system operates. And if you're pending, you're in some stage of processing. Processing can mean a lot of things. So you've submitted your application to us, and it goes into the mainframe computer, but the computer kicks it out because there's a missing FEIN number, or we can't verify wages from tax and finance, or we have, we can't verify your name and address. So all of that takes time. Pending is not necessarily an informative statement. It's misleading. And all it means is that you haven't been completed. But the system does kick out things that are partial. Then we make sure that we reach out to you, make sure that we've got the right information. I'm afraid sometimes it takes more time than we'd like, but we are definitely reaching out to everybody. As I said, we've made over 700,000 proactive calls, and New Yorkers who need to hear from us will hear from us.
Your next question comes from the line of Lou Galino from WSYR-TV. Your line is open.
Thank you, Commissioner. Again, much like Rob's question, we keep getting the same kind of concerns from our viewers who many of them were applying for PUA, and the same story. They apply right around the beginning of April, and they haven't heard anything back. And they get no, they try to call, but they're told you'll get a call back, but they've gotten no call back yet. And they may be in that trap you talk about. And any idea what these folks should do, the people who applied for it before the system was revamped, before the feds changed their guidance on the getting rejected by normal unemployment?
Right. And, you know, we have we've processed 330,000 PUA applications to date. I know that there are more in the system that haven't come out the other end yet, but that is good news. And one of the things that we've done, one of the proactive communication tools that we've developed, is we are now sending a series of either texts or emails to claimants to let them know where they are in the system. I've actually seen the emails. They're terrific. So they may say, you know, congratulations, we received your application, we're working on it. There's one that says, now it's time for you to certify. There are three, there are actually five, two are separate for PUA. So there will be these communications, and we just started rolling them out. So not everybody has gotten them yet, but these people should absolutely keep their eyes out for these emails. They should give them a status update, and they should be ready to follow the directions when, you know, it says time to certify. Follow the directions in the email and go in and certify.
Okay, but again, for some of these people, it's been like 6 weeks since they were initially applied and they've had no word. And I guess the concern is, have I been lost in the system? And I can't reach anybody to have somebody physically check that I'm still there and you're still working on it.
So, you know, we, as I said earlier, we are definitely digging. We've made a point of going back and chronologically addressing people that we know have been in the system for a long time. That has actually been the focus over the weekend and the beginning of this week. And I know that we've actually been able to process a lot of those older claims in the last 5 days. So if they've said, I haven't seen anything, I'm hoping in a couple of days that will completely turn around. Look, it's impossible for me to comment on specific claims. I'd have to actually look at what's in each person's application. But the vast majority of people who filed late in March have been made whole. And the people who have not still been paid, and it's usually the PUA applicants, we have focused on them and we are getting them out the door as quickly as possible.
Next question is from Sarah Tadeo from USA Today Network. Your line is open.
Hi, Commissioner. Thanks for chatting with us again today. Sure. I do want to follow up on the last few questions. I think what's frustrating, honestly, frankly, for us and for the people emailing us, I got 50 emails over the weekend from people off of some of my stories. They feel like they're doing everything correctly. They applied right away. They've been certifying every week. They've even heard mm-hmm. from a few representatives saying, you know, yeah, we're going to certify your claim. Everything's good. And then maybe they're derailed by one paperwork issue and they've been waiting weeks on that one paperwork issue. I have an email I could send you of this woman who is waiting on a fax to go through. And they're just very frustrated saying we've done everything perfectly. We feel that we're being blamed for having done something incorrectly and they're not able to get their questions answered by the department. How would you respond to those folks?
So, you know, as I said, the people who have been in the system longest, we have made a very focused effort to make sure that they get through. And if they've been contacted by a representative, that's a great sign. And, you know, we are working as hard as we can. I want to be clear. I'm not blaming anyone for any hiccup that they've had with their application. These applications sometimes are difficult for people to understand. You're under stress. There's a pandemic out there. You know, this is a very hard time for everyone. And we are trying our level best to reach people to get the information that they need. I would recommend to people go on the website. It's a brand new website. We did it within the past week, I think. We keep adding new information. If you've been on the website before, this is a new website, not the old website. It's much easier to navigate, much cleaner, much easier to read. There's an enormous amount of information there. And it may answer some of their questions. But I think for everyone, and I have to remind myself of this, in 2 months, we received 2 years worth of new claims. And the avalanche of claims has been historic, not just for New York, for every state in the country. Illinois went live with their PUA application 2 days ago, just 2 days ago. They got 1 million phone calls and it crashed their system. Not surprising. We had the same experience at the very beginning of this. So when I say these are exceptional times, I don't have words, honestly, to describe the overwhelming number of claims that have come in. And some of them can be very complex. PUA is always harder to do because they don't have a W-2 that we can get from tax and finance to verify their income. They have to send us information. This was a category of workers that did not exist in UI until March 27th. And the directions for how to administer this didn't come inarticulately until April 5th. So, and then we had the federal glue trap. So there are a lot of problems that we are solving as we go. I have enormous empathy for people who are out there waiting. I have been on unemployment and I know how terrifying it can be. And it wasn't during a pandemic. I can only imagine how bad it would be. So we are working as hard as we can and, you know, we will get you. I promise you we will get you and we will make you whole.
Next question is from Nikki Demetri from WKBW Buffalo, New York. Your line is open.
Hi, Commissioner. Nikki Demetri here. Thank you so much for taking our questions. Quick, just a two-part question. First, I know last week you spoke about a fact sheet as a new tool to be used by those waiting. Just wondering where the department stands on that fact sheet, if that's going to be released soon. The second question comes from a couple viewers in Western New York who reached out to us. They say that their pending status has changed, but now after this, that the status has changed, it's now showing there's a waiting week. Why is that? I know they were under the assumption that that waiting week was waived. Why all of a sudden are they seeing a waiting week?
Yeah, that's the fact sheet is up on the website. As I said, the website has been redesigned. So I, you know, go take a look at it, poke around. There's a lot of really good information there. And the waiting week, it's waived. So they should not be having a waiting week. That is obviously an error. If you would send me that person's information, we'll look and see if there's, I mean, you know, I hate to say this, glitches in the machine, but let's find out, because we waived the waiting week 2 months ago. That should not happen.
Next question is from Jennifer Luke from News 10 NBC. Your line is open.
Hi, Commissioner. I'm wondering, I know last week you said that you were going to have an updated system to keep people more informed on where they are in the process. We continue, mm-hmm. as many of the reporters on this call, to just get bombarded with emails and phone calls from people begging us for help, that they just put their applications in, they haven't heard anything. And I know you mentioned that some of them may have put in multiple times. It's my understanding that's not allowed anymore. So at what point did that change? Many people say we didn't put in multiple times. The system wouldn't let us do that. So I'm not sure, you know, I know you've been reluctant to provide any numbers about how many PUA claims there have been, but if there was that change at some point, there should be a clarification on that, right?
So as I said, we've processed 330,000 PUA claims to date, and I know that there are more waiting, but obviously that's a good number. What was the first question you asked me? I'm sorry. I'm blanking. Can somebody
help? It was.
Yeah.
Pending.
Is it the pending question? Because, you know, oh, I know what it was. It was the communication. So, yes, we have rolled out a new email and text system, and we just started doing it. A friend of mine who's collecting, or not collecting yet, who's in the system, sent me screenshots of the emails that they got. It has the New York State Department of Labor logo on it, and it says where you are in the system. It could be congratulations, you've successfully filed. It could be now it's time for you to certify. If you're PUA, it gives you one number. If you're doing it by phone, there's also, this is a great opportunity to say to people, when you're certifying your weeks, please do it online if at all possible. It's much easier to do it online, and you're not using up a phone line. You know, the phone lines can jam. The online never does. So certify online, and we call them milestones, will come to everybody who's in the system waiting. But that just started this week. I think it only started today is Wednesday.
Monday.
Yeah, so I think it started Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's question and answer session and today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect.